We're doing the Vat Chesed. We're up to the ninth chapter, the ninth halacha. Achar shenishlam pulat sachir, once a worker has finished working, yesh lo lebal habayit lizer shelo yitzim meotav lischora. So the person who hired him has to be careful that he doesn't spend his money on business. When he knows that if he spends his money to buy the merchandise, then he won't have the money to pay his worker. So the Torah says, so the Chafetz Chaim is saying, make sure to hold on to your liquid assets so you could pay your worker. Even if the worker hasn't yet demanded his pay, you know you're going to have to pay him, so hold on to your money. And certainly after he's asked for his pay, you can't use the money you have on hand to buy more merchandise. But that's certainly prohibited. And then he does transgress the commandment to pay a worker on time. We said that if you don't have money on hand, then you don't transgress. But that doesn't mean that if you have money on hand and then you go and spend that money on merchandise, so the guy comes and says, hey, could you pay me? You tell him, just a second, there's a good deal right now, I gotta buy this stock. You go and give the money to your stockbroker, and then you tell the guy, I'm sorry, I'm all out of cash. That's not what the Torah meant. The Torah meant, if you have cash on hand, you have to pay him. And even if he hasn't yet asked for his wages, says the Chafetz Chaim, you know he's going to ask for his wages today, so hold on to your money.
You said him on him? What is him? Oh, I don't know. So it doesn't say it's pay in time, cash.
You have to pay on time.
Yeah.
If you have cash on hand, you're obligated to pay on time.
Yeah.
If you have cash on hand, and the guy...
What? On hand?
On hand. On hand. You have cash with
yeah.
you. And the worker hasn't yet asked for his pay, says the Chafetz Chaim, but don't spend that money. Hold on to it, because you owe him the money.
V'ra'ui
l'chol ben dat lishmor atzmo mize, and it's fitting for any intelligent person to watch himself over this, afilu kodem shenishlam pulat ha'sachir, even before the worker finished working. You know he's going to finish working. You know you're going to have to pay him. So the Chafetz Chaim says, even before he's finished working, an intelligent person holds on to his money, so he'll be able to pay when the guy finishes working.